At first I thought they were trying to trick us, pull back and hit us when we tried to take advantage. But Goblin and One Eye promised me they've just kept going. There can't be a relief army, though. Where would the soldiers come from? Who would lead them? Would Mugabe believe that I had not heard the more interesting rumors? He heard more than I did. And Croker's survival probably figured in a lot of those. What would he do if the old man turned up alive? I was pretty sure Mugabe thought about that a lot. I was thanked and told to return to my people with no other comment. I did not find out why he sent for me. Mugabe did just what I feared. He launched a recon in force, maybe trying to find new weak spots. He employed only his own most trustworthy men. And I was content to sit atop my part of the wall watching, and wondering why Mugabe was so sure we would desert if we got outside. I tend to ignore Mugabe here. He was a much greater part of everyday life than I show. He was misery on the hoof. My dislike makes it impossible to write about the man rationally, so I discuss him only when I must. Of all the Nar in those days, only Sindawe ever made the effort to be civil. Anyway, Mugabe thought he had a chance to hurt the Shadow Master, but the planners outside were getting the hang of how his head worked. He did not let a lack of success discourage him. There was that about Mugabe. He never became discouraged. No setback ever shook his conviction that he was invincible. If his plans fizzled, he just recalculated. Mugabe's soldiers began to desert without benefit of escape from the city, coming to hide out with friends among Artaglians. They complained that Mugabe was too profligate with soldiers' lives. Mugabe responded by ordering special rations and preferential access to prostitutes for his most dedicated men. We found those sealed jars of grain left over from the Shadow Master's first siege. Whether to share generated considerable debate. One Eye insisted that Mugabe would not be satisfied just to share. He would want to know all about our find. He would want to see for himself. Did we want him wandering around our warrens? No. So what does the little shit do? He turns right around and starts selling fresh-baked bread for 20 times what a loaf cost before the siege. I found a nice quiet spot for just One Eye and me, atop the wall on a lazy afternoon. There were fresh rumors of a battle up north, but that was not our topic. I asked, "What did you tell me about why we shouldn't let Mugabe share the stores we found?" "Huh?" This was not the hassle he expected. "You were extremely persuasive. All that stuff about not letting the man get into our hideout." He grinned, proud of himself. "So? You stand by